Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So two nights ago was the most recent Perry City Council meeting, so let's talk about that a little bit. You started off in your city administrator's report with a talk on the new Willis Avenue Bridge. What can you tell me about this?
As everybody knows, this is a project that we have been talking about for several years, and it's finally coming to fruition. We had a bit of a problem. We did bid it once, and it came in, I think, $300,000-ish over what it should have. So we did have to go back, redesign it, and then rebid it. So that happened. We got a good bid on the project. We were able to award the project. And now, close to the end of the month, they should be mobilizing in to start the project. So this is going to be replacing the bridge over Frog Creek on Willis Avenue. So there will be some disruption in local traffic. If you go to perryia.org on the homepage, there is a blog post about the project with some of the detour routes. So lots of information on there, and hopefully we can get this project going, get it completed, and return to normal traffic flows as soon as possible. Should be mobilizing, starting the project somewhere about the second to last weekend in March, and then should only be about a three-month project for us.
All right. Last week, you were basically gone for the whole week, so people were probably wondering, where's Sven Peterson? You were in Alabama for the Retail Academy. Tell me a little bit more about this.
I was down in Birmingham, Alabama for 3 days to go through the Retail Academy. We partnered with Retail Strategies, and that was the City of Perry, Perry Economic Development, and then the Chamber. We all pooled our resources together to be able to go through that program. It was really interesting, about a six-hour class last Thursday. Really dove into some of the demographics of Perry, the trade area of Perry, and really looked at some of the population numbers that we can work with. So the number they came up for our trade area has a population just shy of about 18,000 people. So, you know, you think of Perry, it's kind of a small town, but the regional pull that we have is about 18,000 people strong. So it was really interesting to kind of look at it from a different perspective as a regional population, not just a Perry population. And then some of the other metrics they looked at, traffic counts. They did a gap analysis, which is kind of that retail leakage that we're missing out on here in Perry, to the tune of over $100 million every year that is spent outside the community that we're going to try to do our best to be able to capture right here in the community. So as much, if not more, than attracting new businesses, we really want to be able to take the information we got and present it to our local businesses to hopefully help them either expand their business or create a new business. So that's really the intent, as well as attracting new business and new development.
All right. Next, we want to talk about one of the action items. This was a public hearing and then a resolution involving the budget certification. So what can you tell me about that?
So as we've been talking about for the last couple of months, starting in about January, we do start the budget process, and this is the final step of the budget process. So we did hold the public hearing and then adopted the official budget for the year, and that has been accessible to the public at the library, City Hall, on our website, and at the McCurry Center. So they should still be there if anybody wants to check that out. The whole process culminates into this one meeting to be able to hold the public hearing and adopt that budget for the upcoming fiscal year. There's a lot of work, and I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to our staff, department heads, and especially Susie and Paula. Susie puts in an incredible amount of work, and we are very lucky to have her. And Paula puts up with us as we go through the budget process and we're all stressed out. So kudos to them. And then our department heads are really great. Nobody ever asked for anything crazy, over the top type of stuff. And everybody pretty much knows the resources that we have to work with, and they stay within that.
Now, kind of dealing with the budget, a big topic among cities and at the legislature is the backfill. We've talked about this in the past, but what is the latest on it?
Just last week, actually, on Tuesday, they did have a subcommittee meeting on a proposal to phase out the backfill to cities, counties, school districts, and other property taxing entities. So breaking it down to just Perry, the school district gets just a little bit over $100,000 from the backfill, and then the city gets about $81,000. And of that $81,000, about $41,000 is in our general fund. That's something that we would have to make cuts to be able to make that up. And then to make up in the other levy areas, which are, you know, the debt service levy and then the benefit levy, that would result possibly in an increase in property taxes. So that's definitely something that we worked very hard this year to minimize that increase with the current budget. Even with about a 10% increase in our benefits, we were able to keep that levy pretty steady this year. And especially now, talking about the budget, we just certified our budget for the next fiscal year. And they're talking about making changes to our revenues for that budget. You know, it's really something that's just not right. And it's very, very disappointing that the legislature would do that to us. And, you know, I talk about us as the city, but, you know, this is a larger conversation. This isn't just the city. This is the county. And this is the school district. The schools get about $60 million overall statewide in backfill. So if they phase that out with the increase that the state gives the schools at about 1%, this discontinuing and rolling back this backfill would basically void that out to where it's a 0% increase for schools. So, you know, I can talk a lot about how it affects the city, but we really need to realize that this is affecting schools and our kids in those school systems.
All right. So definitely something to keep an eye on, especially at the legislature as that continues to progress.
And I would definitely encourage any citizens to contact their legislators and urge them to maintain that backfill so that cities, counties, and school districts can maintain the level of service that we provide currently.
All right. Well, one last topic that I wanted to touch on today is the yard waste. The schedule for that for this year was set at the meeting. So what does that look like this year?
Yeah, this year, the yard waste schedule, we changed up a little bit. It starts April 4th and goes through December 5th. So that's a few weeks longer than we usually do. We did extend that out because most years we go and put a few extra weeks on. One thing we did is we removed the citywide yard waste pickups. We were having issues that just got to be a little bit too much. The crews were out picking up about 10 tons of yard waste on those citywide pickup days. So we extended that into December, and there's still a possibility if the weather is nice into December and people are still dealing with yard waste, we could even add more on, but hopefully this will be good for us this year. And we did balance out the number of times that the north side of Willis gets picked up, the same as the south side of Willis, so it's even Stevens there.
All right, sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.